tasawwuf will reveal to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, if we want to use the word hatta idha futihat ya'juj wa ma'juj comes in the Quran, that Allah will unleash this. In the words in the hadith, it comes a creation of mine from my slaves, from my servants, whom no two hands will dare to oppose, would dare to fight. And this is making reference to Ya'juj, Ma'juj. So Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will be then advised by Allah that take the believers to Mount Tur and take refuge, take sanctity in Mount Tur. And hence Isa alayhi salam will abide by the command of Allah. He will assemble the Muslims and he will take them to Mount Tur, and this force of Ya'juj, Ma'juj will now be unleashed by Allah. So we stop there with regards to Isa alayhi salam. Those that sat in the morning tafsir will be able to recall towards the end of Surah Al-Kahf. We spoke about the wall of Dhul-Qarnayn. And then in Surah Al-Anbiya, we spoke about this ayah, حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ. But for the benefit of those that were not there in those programs, I'm just going to run through this very, very quickly, that what contact, what knowledge this emanates in the Quran Sharif was actually the doubt, the kufr, the disbelief of the Quraysh of Makkah. They didn't accept the nubuwat, the prophethood of our Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the result of that was they once had this meeting. And in that meeting, they said amongst themselves that, listen, the people of Medina were Yahud. It was Aus and Khazraj that were Arab, and then the Yahud had settled in Medina. The muhakkikin, researching scholars say, in the vicinity of Makkah, there were Christians. Waraka bin Nawfal was a Christian. But in the vicinity of Medina, they were by and large Yahud. So nonetheless, send a delegation, a two-man delegation to Medina, Nadhr bin Harith and Uqba bin Abi Mu'id. Send these two people to Medina and query from the Yahud of Medina. Ask them, is there any acid test we can put this prophet to, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are there anything that we could question him about, his knowledge? Maybe there's something that will show out that he's, wa na'udhu billah, an imposter, a false prophet. So when this two-man delegation, Nadhr bin Harith, those that followed Surah Al-Hajj, we did a lot about Nadhr bin Harith, a very, very deadly enemy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, they say some people went to matric, standard 10 in those days, and some go to standard 11. In these days, you get grade 12 and then you get grade 13. So Nadhr bin Harith was in that category. He always thought he was more intelligent than Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala keep us with afiyat and salamat, and Allah Ta'ala keep us with humility. When if this arrogance comes, that arrogance is like a fire, that flame. It knows no heights, it knows no limits. So nonetheless, this two-man delegation goes to Medina Munawwara, and when they go to Medina Munawwara, they meet with the scholars of the Torah. And the three questions, the acid test about the nubuwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is, tell us about the ruh, the soul. Second question, tell us about that group of young men that left the community, the society, to protect the iman, and they went into a mountainous cave. And number three, that man that traveled the east, the west, and the other parts of the world. So if he answers these three questions, and in certain narrations, it was clear that with regards to the soul, he's going to be very, very vague. If he goes in depth, then he's not a prophet. He's not a Nabi of Allah. But he's going to be very vague. With the other two, if he goes in detail, then undoubtedly he is receiving wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we know the young man was Ashabi Kahf, the people of the cave, and we know that this person that they're speaking about, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ وَذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ. Incidentally, if one does some studies of the Torah, the Bible, Dhul Qarnayn's name appears there. So that is why they wanted to know whether Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had knowledge. Actually, it was very strategically placed, these three questions. It wasn't like willy-nilly. These people had a degree of, if I may use in inverted commas, intelligence to ask about the ruh, and knowing that there's never going to be a very detailed response from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So with regards to the ruh, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ, they ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the ruh, then just say, it was the amr of Allah. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. It is the command of my Allah. That is sufficient. Now that answer is 100% correct, so that gets ticked off. That was in Bani Israel. Then the other two, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will respond, but Allah's hukam, he forgot to say inshallah. Then Allah ta'ala delayed the wahi for a period of about 15 days. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a surah Al-Kahf. And then we get now the incident of Ya'juj Ma'juj. Allah give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.